and be glad in it. Here it is, the 18th day of April, and God has been faithful. God has restored. God has sustained us. And here we are involved in his plan for this day. And so we have a right, a reason, and a responsibility to yet give him praise. We're certainly grateful for each of you on the call today and those who are on our other platform through social media, our Facebook Live. And so, look, you can hear this message by playback today, or you can go back and view it on our website at anointedtemple.org. But let me give you the playback number, 605-475-3228, 605-475-3228. And we're certainly grateful for your continued participation in this inspirational call each Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And so we yet give God praise, and we thank him for including us in his plan for this day. And so we have everything ahead of us, and we are seeking the face of God even as we go forth. And so we thank God for including us. Well, there's a word as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating. I went to one of my little devotional books that I use oftentimes by Bishop Joseph Walker III, who's the presiding bishop of the Full Gospel International. And it's called Date with Destiny. And as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating, I stumbled across this particular little devotional that he shares in terms of the desires of your heart. And he uses the scripture in Psalm 37:4. It's a very familiar passage of scripture, and I think it will shed some light on some of the things that we have maybe misinterpreted or misunderstood as it relates to this particular scripture. Hope it will give you inspiration for today. But here's what it says. It says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. That's powerful, isn't it? Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. You know, as Bishop Walker expressed, and I have to agree with him, that this is probably one of the most misinterpreted scriptures in the Bible. Because most people, and if we're honest, we use this scripture to pray for or to justify things in the natural, and sometimes even some of our carnal desires. But this passage, when you dig a little deep, you'll find that this passage suggests that we delight, that we are palpable, if you will, that we glory in the Lord. And when that happens, God fuses our will with his will. And the end result is that our desires become the Father's desires. Isn't that powerful? You know, even when we start thinking about relationships and when we start thinking about things that we want to do in terms of partnering with others and trying to move closer in terms of bonding and sealing relationships, even in the natural, it is God's intent that our desire for him should exceed any human desire that we have. Let me say that again. It is God's intent that our desire for him should exceed any other desire that we might have, human desire, that is. And that's why over in Matthew 6:33, it says, seek first what? That's right, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things will be added unto us. And so we have to be clear in terms of making sure that we don't get our desires mixed up or our intent mixed up, because it's God's intent that our desire for him should exceed any other human desires that we might have. So here it is, when we delight ourselves in him, we commit to spending quality time with him. I say when we delight ourselves in the Lord, then we commit ourselves to spending quality time with him. That's what the fast, that's what the prayer, that's what the meditation, that's what the disciplines are all about. Spending quality time with him. Even when we make our way to the house of the Lord, even when we prepare for the worship experience, even in our own personal study. I know a lot of us are committed to the Bible study, and we have several opportunities for you to do that here at ATOP on Mondays at 6 o'clock p.m. and then again on Wednesday at 12 noon. And then, of course, our Sunday school that happens each Sunday at 8:30 a.m. classes for all ages. But when we study his word, when we get into the worship experience, what we are doing this because it is so important to our lives, and it's helping us to really connect with God in such a way that we commit ourselves. It's not a choice, it's not a challenge, but it's a commitment that we place on ourselves in order that we might flow in proper relationship with God, and that we might know that what we're doing is not our wills, but it's God's will. This is why it's essential to connect even in relationship with someone else who desires you have the same passion that you might be having. And so I want to encourage you today as you move forward to make sure now that there are a couple of messages coming through as I'm trying to read these. Let's see here. Okay, somebody saying they can't hear, that we're muted. Let's see what we have going on. Well, we're going to continue. I want to make sure now that you understand the significance and the importance of how critical it is for us to make sure that we relate with to God in such a way that we are showing forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into the marvelous light, and that we become not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus the Christ, that we express to God our ultimate desires and our ultimate passion for him, and that we're committed to establishing relationship with him. Because as a result of that, then our desire, God fuses his will with our will, and our will becomes his will. And what we're seeking God for when we talk about the desires of our heart is not detached from what God would have for us, but we are aligning ourselves with his will for our lives. In other words, it can become, here's what Bishop Walker says, it becomes frustrating to try to force a relationship with Christ on someone else because it's important to you. And so we can't force this. We can't. A relationship should be organic, if you will. It should be a delight for the couple as they try to go forward and try to do things that brings glory and honor to God. And so when we delight in him, he promises to give us the desires of our heart. When our hearts are pure, our desires will be pure as well. Desire means that we long for the possession of some object. It's a state of being It's a state of being life. Desire is a product of association. God has set criteria for our desires. God will give you only those things that are in line with his word. Wow, isn't that something? You know, I can remember, you probably can too, making a list of things when you read that scripture initially about the desires of your heart. And some of us, including myself, felt a little guilty about some of the things that we may have jotted down because they were so selfish, and we quickly became overwhelmed by the fact that we were outside of God's will and things were not happening the way God, we would have them to be. But God was waiting for us to connect with him by having first making a commitment to him, and then the desires would flow out of our relationship with him. And so when you make a list of what you desire, even when you're in relationships, it's okay to do that, but you cannot expect God to deliver on it unless you have first totally committed your life to him. Isn't that something? So a relationship, and my friend and I used to say this all the time, my good friend in Denver, is something illogical about an allegiance of non-reciprocal relationships. So what are you saying, Reverend? I'm saying a relationship with God is reciprocal. And so it cannot be unilateral, but you have to do your part and God will do his part. If God said he would do a thing, watch this now, he will bring it to pass. So your commitment to God cannot be constrained. It cannot be forced. This kind of relationship, the kind of commitment lacks sincerity and has questionable motives if it's something that's constrained or forced. Your commitment cannot be casual. It cannot be fickle, based on your emotions. That kind of relationship is based on how you feel. What happens when you don't feel like being committed, when it's not pure from what God would have for you to do? Your commitment level will diminish at the point. God wants commitment with conviction. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. And so it must be reciprocal. It must be something that you're willing to trust the timing of God in your situation and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God has your best interest at heart. And so we have to make sure that we are committed to what God requires of us to do. You are committed because you fundamentally believe that God is the best thing that ever happened to you. You love him and you want the world to know that. And so you ought not be ashamed of your relationship with God, and you ought to be seeking God's face. You ought to be sure that your will is aligning with his will and that you are constantly in proper relationship with him, that you are doing all of the necessary things in order to express your desire, first of all, to God. And then the passage says, in Psalm 37 and 4, it says, delight thyself also in the Lord. Watch this. And he shall give you the desires of your heart. Well, that's the word for today as we prepare to make our way through this day. And I hope that you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All of these other things shall be added unto us. So we yet give God the praise, honor, and all of the glory. We thank God for how he continues to sustain us even in spite of ourselves. And we're grateful for how he blesses us and how he continues to strengthen us even when we're weak. Well, let's go to God in prayer as our time is well spent today. God, we thank you. We pray that you will help us delight in you so that we may better delight in each other. And God, we pray that you would give us the kind of love that only you can give. And so we love you today. We honor you and we bless your name. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. And we thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for this simple reminder in Psalm 37 and 4, that if we delight thyself also in the Lord, you will give us the desires of our hearts. Help us to seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. You said in your word that, you know, all of the other things shall be added unto us. So we love you today and we give you praise. We pray for each person on the call today. And God, even as we prepare to make our way into this day that you created, into this day that you've allowed us to be a part of, we pray that your spirit might order our steps, that your spirit may abide to fulfill and fulfill to overflow. So we love you and we honor you. And we thank you now for being our God. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Well, look, thank you so much for being a part of this time together. I hope you have a blessed day today as you make your way. Don't forget now, keep your spiritual antennas up, because I believe God is going to alert you to do something to help lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. So thank you so much and be on the lookout for God to use you even today. All right. So until next time, you be blessed.